broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
He's asking, Falcon, did you hear us calling your name at any time?
I'm not hearing anything else. And the memory that comes to my mind, again, I don't want to press the analogy.
The reason that Limbaugh is not going to be able to buy into the NFL.
Criminal illegal aliens.
Criminal illegal aliens.
Things are bad.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, the original Phil Hendry Show, the groundbreaking Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, where truth is our bitch. And we take you to the looking glass of talk radio, maybe the only real, honest talk radio show left on the radio dial.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Do we have Mr. Bell?
I'm still connecting.
Hold on for just a second, folks. Sorry, Ted Bell will be with us in just a moment. We do have Ted Bell. We do have Ted Bell on the line, and we're just trying to bring him on because we've had this earthquake. We were just checking the wires and what have you to find out whether or not there was, in fact, a significant enough of an earthquake to report anything that might have been out of the ordinary. Any damage, there was none. Any injuries, there were none. So everybody seems to be fine, and we will proceed on the basis of that. Let me just bring on here Ted Bell, and before we do that, we should bring on Ted's commercial jingle one more time.
If you can hear me, Phil.
Yeah, we got you, Ted. I'm sorry. We've had a technical problem here.
That's all right.
All right, Ted Bell joins us here from Ted's of Beverly Hills on the Phil Hendry program. I apologize. Did you feel this earthquake where you are?
We felt a little bit of a trembler. Nothing significant, but I was talking there to Bud Dickman. He was telling me that you had a little bit of a jolt up there, huh?
Apparently this thing was in Port Hueneme. It's only 3-2. It's not a big deal. I don't want to belabor the point, and I don't want to get the audience tied up in it, because it wasn't that big of a deal, but we just wanted to make sure that we had the wires checked to see if everybody's okay. Everyone's okay where you are, huh?
Yeah, we're having a very good time, a very good evening. There's an awful lot of a lot of customers, a lot of people enjoying a Friday night out.
Ted joins us this evening as one of our sponsors, and also for a regular segment that we do on the news. And tonight we're going to talk with you, and I know that you also have with you Emery Clayton, who is the journalist, who will be coming on the line and give us a couple of opinions on this Meghan McCain photograph. Now, we're going to get into Balloon Boy.
I don't want to talk about that Balloon Boy. I know that.
No, we're not going to talk about that.
Because I think that's been talked to death. But I think the Meghan McCain story is fascinating. And I think that Emery Clayton is going to have some good perspective. Emery is one of the prominent African-American journalists in the country, and his take on this, I think, is going to be fresh. I think it's going to be original, and of course it'll be from a black perspective. I could get Emery on the phone here.
Mr. Clayton?
Yes, Emery Clayton here, yes.
Mr. Clayton, how are you? Phil Hendry?
Yes, sir.
And thank you for joining us. And so did you see the story here on Meghan McCain?
I did indeed, yes, sir.
And I know that you want to look at this from a black perspective. Why?
Phil, I wanted to look at it from a black perspective. There's no other way that I can look at anything other than from a black perspective because I'm a black man.
No, I understand that, but the reason why you find this significant as a black reporter is why?
Well, I find this a very significant story as a black reporter, as you put it, because the Republican Party and the conservative movement in this country right now is at such a low point. They are so desperate. They are so in need of numbers. If you saw the news that I saw today, the Republican Party, the conservative movement, is in such a state of flux that they no longer have a movement. And so they are now getting desperate to fill their ranks with minority voters, and specifically with black voters. And it is to that that I wish to address myself this evening, and that's why when Ted asked me to come on your program, I said I would come on your program But I wanted to come on your program expressing this point of view, which I will grant you is hyper-ethnic, if you will, hyper-cultural, but nonetheless, I think it's a pertinent point.
Well, you see a tie-in between Meghan McCain's photograph, and for people who have not heard the story, and I can't imagine too many people that haven't, she is the daughter of Senator John McCain. She took a photograph of herself for her Twitter account, and she is rather prominently displaying there a rather buxom chest, correct?
Yes, it's a photograph that is designed, obviously, to titillate male readers. But I think that the real target of this, by the Republican Party, by the conservative movement, and I think that Meghan McCain is one cog in an enormous machine that operates this conservative movement, is the black male, the black male voter. Now, before you interrupt me, Mr. Andrew, I want to go back.
But you believe that she's targeting black men?
There's no question in my mind. There's a certain code. There is a certain language that I think these conservatives speak. And black people, especially black individuals such as myself who are in the know, who have been working in the media for a long time, I recognize the code. I recognize the language. Now, I want to go back. This has not been a good week for conservatives. Rush Limbaugh has been caught referencing Robert Gibbs as an N-word or having part in blood. Rush Limbaugh has been caught.
That was never proven.
Forgive me, but just let me finish. Rush Limbaugh.
But that has not been proven, sir.
Rush Limbaugh has been caught referencing slavery as a positive aspect to American development because the streets were safe at night.
Sir, before you go on...
Rush Limbaugh, I'll allow you to respond with whatever you have to respond with, but I'm going to finish what I'm saying. Rush Limbaugh has been caught talking about James Earl Ray getting a Medal of Honor. This is all on the record.
Sir, none of those things that you just said have been proven statements of Rush Limbaugh's. In fact, we have individuals that have retracted, and we're going to be getting into that story later on tonight.
You can tell me all you want about who retracted, and none of this has been proven. We know there's far, far too much on the table. Mr. Limbaugh has placed himself at the table of the American people, and he has left his slop on the plate for other people to clean up. So you can tell me all you want about retractions, and he didn't say... I'm a black man, and there are millions of black people out there tonight who know what Rush Limbaugh is all about. And he sits there at the American table expecting me and other members of minority classes to come and clean his plate off and carry out his slop bucket. And we are not going to do that.
So it doesn't matter to you that...
None of this matters to me from the media machine that you're working from, Mr. Henry. None of this matters to me if you're going to tell me that Rush Limbaugh didn't say this or that. We've listened to Rush Limbaugh, but I'm not even here to talk about Rush Limbaugh. I'm here to talk about this Meghan McCain, this little white girl with her large breasts targeting black males as new recruits in the conservative movement. And I am here to tell the conservative brain trust that it is not going to work.
I got to tell you, I've not heard that perspective.
Well, it is very obvious to those of us who have worked this side of the street, Phil, for as long as we have, and I have been a journalist now going on 40 years, and I have worked this side of the street. I have not worked the Wall Street Journal side of the street. I haven't worked the New York Times side of the street. I haven't worked the Los Angeles Times side of the street. I have worked the Harlem Voice side of the street. I've worked the Village Voice side of the street. I have worked the Muhammad Speak side of the street. And I can tell you that we know the code, and we know the billboard, and we know the commercial. And this little white girl with her large chest is putting that photograph up on Twitter to corrupt black men into voting conservative.
Is there any arguing with you, sir?
Well, I don't like to argue.
Is there any disagreeing with you?
But certainly that's disagreeing with me.
Because I told you that the statements that you have attributed to Rush Limbaugh...
I don't want to go on to Limbaugh. This is not about Limbaugh.
But you brought up Limbaugh. You said you wanted to bring up Limbaugh. And I said that some of these statements now have been retracted by individuals who made them and attributed them to Rush Limbaugh.
Some of them have. Some of them have. See, that's the key phrase there. Some of them have. What other ones have not? And what other slop bucket is out there sitting at the feet of Rush Limbaugh for a new class of conservative black voters to carry out?
All right. With me is Emery Clayton. He's at Ted's of Beverly Hills, the steakhouse of Beverly Hills, a guest of Ted Bell's tonight over there. And we're talking with him about Meghan McCain's Twitter photograph. If you saw it, it is a picture of the daughter of Senator McCain, and she is showing a lot of cleavage. I mean, her breasts are, like, right there, man. Conservative because of the, well, the buxom white girl. 877-876-PHIL. I think we're going to get Ted back on, too, right?
Yeah, he's right now taking care of customers and stuff.
All right, are you guys ready?
I'm supposed to say, are you guys ready?
All right, here it is. Iron Swine in Charlie Sheen interviews Barack Obama.
Iron Swine goes to the White House, and today Iron Swine is Charlie Sheen. He's going to interview Barack Obama about 9/11 and everything.
Yeah, come on in.
Is this the White House?
Yeah.
Are you President Obama?
Yeah.
What are you going to do about 9/11 and everything?
What? Wait a minute. What is your name? I have seen you on television, I think.
Yeah, my name's Charlie Sheen. I've been on a TV and in a movie, too.
Okay. I really like you on the television and the TV. What I'm going to do about 9/11? What do you mean, what am I doing about the 9/11?
I think that the buildings was blown up by, like, Bush. What do you think?
I think that's... Get out of here, man. I don't believe that.
You're not supposed to say that.
I don't care. Get out of here. I hate you.
You're not supposed to say that.
Okay, I'll investigate, Mr. Sheen. You know, if I can have sex with your sister.
You're a bastard. All right, get out of here, will you? You messed the whole thing up.
No, I didn't.
Was he supposed to say that?
No, he wasn't supposed to say that.
This is stupid, man. I don't want to do it.
Bug off before I start swinging on somebody. Yeah, if I can have sex with your sister.
Yeah, well, my sister used to be my mom.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well?
That only works if you say, I want to have sex with your mom, and then you say, yeah, but my mom used to be my dad.
Okay, then say that.
No, I'm not going to say that.
Will you guys get out of here and work that out someplace else?
Phil. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
We are here at Ted's of Beverly Hills. With me is Emery Clayton. It's a beautiful night for a great steak dinner. So if you're in the Los Angeles area, come on down here. Ted's of Beverly Hills, Rodeo Drive.
All right, Ted, I know Mr. Clayton is there, and we thank both of you for being with us and having the patience that you have. We had a little bit of a technical problem again, but is Professor Clayton there?
I'm here, yes.
And Ted?
Yeah, Phil, I wanted to join Professor Clayton for just a minute and give an overview of what Professor Clayton's talking about. Over the last week, I think what he was referring to was that the Republican Party, they're not having a good week. They got Limbaugh. I don't know what he said, what he didn't say. The rumor was that he was joking that Robert Gibbs had N blood, you know. And
well, that he never said that.
I don't know whether he said it or not.
Mr. Henry, it doesn't make any difference whether this guy Limbaugh said it or not. We have a history of Rush Limbaugh talking this way on his program. And we want to point this out, and we want to out this man. And to that end, I begin by saying to any black listener of yours, any Hispanic listener of yours, do not be don't let yourself be drawn in by these buxom white women that these conservatives dangle in front of the black man.
I think this is very important, Bill.
That these conservatives dangle in front of the black man. Thank you. That these conservatives dangle in front of the black man in order to entice him to vote for a conservative.
All right, I want to give our phone number out, 877-876-PHIL. It's been kind of a confusing first half hour of the show here, but nonetheless exciting. 877-876-PHIL is our number if you want to talk to Emery Clayton or Ted Bell. I think what you're saying here, I'm in no position to disagree with you necessarily, sir. I think it's interesting, but is Meghan McCain the daughter of John McCain, do you think that she is that involved in the power politics of the Republican Party or the conservative movement that she is sort of just this image that they're using?
I don't think there's any doubt. How can you doubt that? She's the daughter of United States Senator John McCain.
Well, but he is a notoriously independent man.
There's nothing independent about John McCain. John McCain is a party man going all the way back to the beginning. John McCain likes to play up this maverick image, but at the end of the day, John McCain is a conservative right down the line with the Limbaughs and the William F. Buckleys and what have you. And there is no question in my mind that when the phone call comes into the John McCain residence there in Arizona and they tell him to jump, John McCain asks them, how high would you like me to jump, and should I hold my little girl's hand while I'm doing it? Because I think there's no question as well that Meghan McCain is a part of this.
Consciously?
I don't know if it's conscious or not. I will say she is an attractive young lady. And these whites in the conservative movement and in the Republican Party, and black people, I want to say to my black men listening, don't let this little white woman with her big breasts entice you into becoming a Republican. Don't be stupid. Don't be stupid like so many other black voters have been down through the years.
Now, here's my question that I've got for Emery, Phil. I'll share it with your audience, with you. When you say that black voters have been stupid, black voters have been voting Republican?
I don't think there's any question blacks have been voting Republican. How else do you think Republicans get elected? You telling me that blacks vote only Democrat? You cannot possibly get elected Republican in this country unless you are able to entice some of the minority voters. And I think the Democrats are just as culpable in this. I think they like to make it sound like they've got nothing but they got the black people in their back pocket as far as voters go. But I don't see how anybody can get elected president of the United States, Republican or Democrat, without a black voting base. And that's why the conservative movement sees this eroding.
You're saying that the conservative movement has had a black voting base?
I think the conservatives have had blacks voting every time you trot some white woman out. I think the conservatives...
Boy, that is a pretty insulting thing to say about the black male voter, isn't it?
Let me tell you something, Mr. Henry. I don't appreciate any white man pretending like he is defending the honor of...
Whoa, hold on for a minute. I'm not pretending anything, okay?
I'm not saying that you are, but please don't condescend to me and condescend to me and tell me that I'm insulting black voters. The black man listening to me right now understands that when the white man dangles a white woman in front of him, that's almost like dangling a tuna fish for an alley cat. And
boy, oh boy! So it doesn't make any difference what the candidate is voting for, or what the candidate stands for.
It makes a difference, but at the end of the day, it's not a very big difference.
All right, we're going to get to some phone calls here when we come back. We're going to take a break. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. We're talking here with Emery Clayton.
I haven't finished what I'm saying, though, Mr. Hendry.
I have to take a break.
Well, you may have to take a break, but I have, my friend, we've been taking a break for 500 years. The black man and the black woman have been taking a break for 500 years. And if you're telling me that it's not obvious to you that Meghan McCain, with her big boobs, isn't sitting there on her Twitter page in order to attract the black man as a viable voter in this...
I'm sorry, I had to cut him off. I can't. 877-876, Emery Clayton, the professor, talking about Meghan McCain and her big boobs attracting black male voters.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
And this portion of Ted's of Beverly Hills, this portion of the Phil Hendry Show, I should say, is brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills, great steakhouse, and we'll be back with the Phil Hendry Show in just a second here.
All right, I got the gentleman back on the line here from Ted's of Beverly Hills. A big night there for Ted, and with me is Professor Emery Clayton. And, Professor, we have been talking about a lot of things, but primarily the conservative movement, the Republican movement in this country that you say has taken a huge hit this last week with the bad publicity surrounding Mr. Limbaugh's show. And now you say that they are stooping to a new low, in your words. They are publicizing a picture of Meghan McCain, the blonde, buxom daughter of John McCain, as a way of enticing black voters. And I have to tell you, in the conversations that I have had with black people, a lot of them are saying that this unrelenting reference to race is just a little much.
Well, let me tell you, Phil, what is a little much. See, my people came across the Middle Passage 500 years ago, and they didn't get to go on deck and get a nice breath of sea air. No one offered them a nice cool drink. No one offered them a trip up to the up topside so that they could fill their lungs with sea air, or even better, turn around and take them back to their homes. No one offered them the luxury, you see, of this kind of thinking, this kind of what I call this luxurious thinking, this recreational thinking. This is recreational intellectualism at its best. Now, I'm here to tell, if there are black people listening to your program tonight that don't agree with me and somehow think I am being unrelentingly hostile, let me just direct their attention again to the picture of this Meghan McCain, this blonde girl, this little blonde woman with her large breasts, enticing the black man once again. And let me tell you something. Meghan McCain is not the only one, Phil. We've got the examples of this Carrie Prejean, this white woman that won this Miss America contest. Classic white woman, blonde hair, with the swivel hips. All of the very classic commercial signs of the white woman trying to lure the black man like he's a catfish sitting on the bottom waiting for a big, fat, big-breasted worm to come along. This Kellyanne Conway. And for those of us who enjoy the older women, and I will tell you right now, I find her to be very attractive. This Phyllis Schlafly, this white woman who's a conservative. I'm a liberal, and I'm a black man, and I'd tap that. There's no question in my mind I'd tap that, but I know what they're doing.
Phyllis Schlafly, I think is her name, right?
That's exact. And this other one, this Ann Coulter, this skinny white woman, that once again, all of them blonde, all of them the epitome of what many black men have fooled themselves into thinking that they want.
And you don't think you're unrelentingly hostile?
The only thing that is unrelenting, Mr. Hendry, is the unrelenting nature of American politics that uses the black man and the black woman. But I'm not talking about the black woman right now, because we're talking about the black man. Black women are always on about how come we like white women. That's our problem and our business. I don't want to keep hearing it from the sisters about you're always talking about white women. We're going to work that out. I fear the day that Meghan McCain is smart enough to post a picture of that big ass of hers, if you'll pardon my language, Mr. Hendry, because that'll get the brother, they'll get more brothers in the GOP than you can shake a stick at.
You don't think very highly of the black voter.
I think very highly of my brothers. I do not think highly of the propaganda machine that would use the big ass of a little white woman
You know what? Okay, I get your point. I wish you'd watch your language a little bit, all right?
I'm watching my language. Are you watching your country, Mr. Hendry?
Yes, sir, I am. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over here to, I believe the gentleman's name is Sly. He's in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Sly, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Professor Emery Clayton. Go ahead.
Yeah, Professor, I find that to be one of the most ignorant statements you can make about black males, that we would just chase, give our vote because this old woman posted her butt on a photo.
Are you you're telling these white people that, are you telling these white people listening right now that you and I, you know the history of our, you know the history of black men in this country?
I don't know any of my black male friends will just give their vote because some white woman shows her butt out there. Now, I don't know anybody like that. And that's
how many times?
Okay,
but brother, how many times? Brother,
my son voted for the first time last year for a black president, and it was about whether this, whether a white woman would have swayed his vote a different way. What kind of ignorance?
There wasn't no white woman. There wasn't no white woman to vote for. You're not going to vote for Hillary Clinton.
That statement takes us back about 50 years. It really
I'm trying to keep us from being taken back 50 years, brother. What I'm saying to you is very simply that you know what this man Limbaugh said.
That really gives substance to ignorance. That really
no,
does
sir.
Give substance to ignorance. And you're a professor, okay?
No, sir. I've made my life as a journalist and as a political scientist, that I can tell you, brother, that when a little white woman come along and
yeah, a white woman, that's your thinking. That's what you
she come along with that big butt. Let me ask you a question, brother.
You know that is pure ignorance, Professor.
This is what if I could jump in here, Sly. This is Phil Hendry. This is what I'm talking about, Professor. I talk to black callers.
If you pardon me, Mr. Hendry, I don't think this is black man to black man. I don't think we invited a white man in on this conversation. I'm talking to this
that's
brother
racism.
Right now.
Why can't he be in the conversation?
Because this is black man on black man. Because the two brothers are talking right now, and I don't think the white man needs to eavesdrop in on everything, does he?
What is that supposed to mean?
I don't agree with that statement. He should be able to come in on this. Because it's very
this is my show, you know.
Mr. Hendry, I know it's your show. It's probably your company. The white man owns everything. So you tell me it's your show, your radio station, your satellite, everything?
No, this...
That's what's keeping us back for... Oh, the white man this, the white man that, the white man... Oh, brother, that's what... That kind of thinking has been keeping black people down for over 300 years. Okay?
Brother, I have not mentioned a white man. I'm talking about a big-butted white woman. I'm not even talking about a white woman. I'm talking about a little...
...projection of a white woman.
Let me just ask this question. Why do you insist, Professor, of saying that this man knows, you know more about what this man's thinking than he knows?
Because I have walked the walk. I've been down that street. I've seen brothers like this.
I'm sorry, brother. I'm educated, okay? I've been living in New York City and New Jersey for the past 6 years, and I'm over 50 years old. Okay.
Brother, I have a degree in African American studies.
You're not talking for all black males out here. You're talking for you.
No, you're right about that. I'm talking to all black males out here, and I'm trying to say.
I'm not thinking like you. Okay? I hate to tell you, you're living in the warm.
By the way, Professor, I don't think making fun of this man's name, Sly.
Look, I've got a degree in African American studies. This brother's still calling himself his hustler name.
You
got a name of this Sly. That's your hustler name. What is your real name? What is your Christian name? What's your God-given name?
Come on, now. Why do you have to insult this man? If the guy doesn't agree with you, Professor, why would you insult him?
This brother is blind, and I am trying to open his eyes.
You're one that's blind, Professor. You believe in that all black men are salivating all white women. You go down here thinking what you're thinking.
Let me tell you what. I've seen rivers of drool. I have seen rivers of drool in my day.
What does that mean, rivers of drool?
Your day is passing gone. It's a new day.
Look, this young man is saying...
What do you got to butt in for, Mr. Hendry? I'm talking brother to brother with this young man. Now, he said that these black people are salivating. I have walked through rivers of drool. And
what do you mean, rivers of drool? And I think what this man's basically saying, and Sly, I appreciate your call very much. I think what this gentleman is saying is that there is a time and a place that has been reached in this country where there is no longer a monolithic voting block of anything, and there are people speaking for themselves.
Those that can speak for themselves can. Those that can't, Clayton Emery, which I, sometimes I'll call myself by my last name and then my first name. I'll say Clayton, Emery, because, frankly, if that brother or anybody listening to this program wants to know who I am, you look me up in the encyclopedia. It comes under C because they put your last name first when you're that important.
Whatever. I don't know what that means.
What? You don't know what that means. And that brother wanted me to include you in the conversation.
You're on my program, sir. I'm the host. The least thing you can do is afford me the respect of referring to me from time to time. 877-876-PHIL is our number. Celeste, in Nashville, you're on with Professor Emery Clayton. Go ahead, Celeste.
Well, I'd first like to say that Clayton, Emery, I believe, is probably...
That is how you would find me in the encyclopedia.
Man, I've ever heard. Not only are you racist, but you are extremely sexist. And it is 2009, and you need to wake up. And you're exactly what is wrong with our society today and what is wrong with our race relations. And I think the
young lady, you have the sound of a young woman that feels she knows what she's talking about, and I'm sure you do.
Well, you know what? You
but
have
I'm talking about the politics.
Who feels he knows what
I'm
he's
talking about.
About.
You know, I heard this old man enough time. You know, when this pastor, Jeremiah Wright, was speaking the truth about this country, and people say he's old. And he's an old, angry white,
no,
he old, angry black man.
But I know this, you're a bully. And you try to bully around the black voters. And you try to play on their guilt and their feelings of needing to be committed to a thought process that happened 100 years ago. It's not going on anymore.
Excuse me, are you black? Are you black?
Together, Americans. It doesn't matter where I am. I'm an American.
I forgot to ask you a very vital question. Are you black or white?
It doesn't matter. I'm an American.
Okay, that, in other words, you're white. So
no,
I take back
no
what I was saying.
No idea what I am. You have no idea how old I am. All I know
Okay, then you're black. No, you're black. I can tell by the way you sound like you're black because there's a certain way that...
And they're getting voters every day, and I'm a conservative. Okay, so have fun. And keep on.
Hold on for a minute. You are a black woman with big boobs and a big butt, and you voting conservative. Do you know the brothers right now that are out there voting conservative because of a little white girl who got a big pair of sweater Hogan?
You
are a black woman. They're not a white woman alive that got that combination. You got a big butt and big boob. Now, because of these sweater apples of this.
What is your point here? See, hold on, Celeste, hold on for a second. What is your point now, Professor? Because
look at who's interrupting the black woman now, Mr. Henry is. See, this lady was calling me rude. You just butted right in.
He's mixed up in whatever he's drinking. I think you.
I'm trying to figure out what you're saying in regard to the black voter now, because you're saying this woman is black. No, she's white. And okay, so if she's black, if she's a black female and a conservative, what does that say to you?
That says she's not doing her job. She's not doing her job bringing those black men into the liberal vote. Your job is to keep your black male at home and not go out there drooling after some white girl with the big sweater apple.
They should think for themselves. You're a bully. They should think for themselves. And you know what? There are black people all over America. They're hiding.
You know something? I just made up my mind. You've got to be a black woman because you haven't shut up once. And if there's one thing I know...
Oh, boy. That... Man, oh, man.
Let me tell you what. I know enough about the black female to know that she never shut up, especially when a black man's got a point to make. Now, isn't that right, Celeste?
Well, you haven't made a point worthy.
She shut up.
That she must be white.
All right. Thank you very much for your call. One of the things that I really wanted to find out on the program here tonight, and is Ted there?
What has he got to do with it?
Because it's his segment. Is Ted there?
Hey, Bell.
Yes, sir.
He want to talk to you. When are you done talking, you give me another one of these rum and coke or whatever.
Yeah. Yes, Phil.
What is this? The guy's calling you Bell?
He's a very eminent professor. It's all right, sir. What do you want?
What do I want? I got this guy on here, this Professor Emery Clayton, who's talking to people like they're garbage, talking about how the black men are going to be voting Republican because of the big sweater apples on Meghan McCain. And God help him if she's got a big ass, too, because that means they'll get every black vote. What is this guy?
He is one of the most eminent... What are you talking about? He's one of the most eminent people that... I don't know what happened. You want to talk to him?
Yeah.
Well, he's having drinks now.
Oh, he's having drinks. Is he all done?
Are you done with this guy?
Yeah, I'm all finished with that cracker.
He says he's all finished with you.
And I heard that cracker crack, too. And that thing about, hey, you must be a black woman. You got a motor mouth on you.
I must be a black woman.
No, he said, never mind. He said that about somebody else. Anyway, Ted, thank you very much.
Is that the end of the segment? Because I want to let people know that we do have the prime rib every Sunday. We slow roast it. It's cooked all day, and we may cook it for 2 days, just depending upon how long I feel like cooking it, because it's always good here at Ted's of Beverly Hills. Come on in. We're in Beverly Hills, I guess is the thing to let people know about, right?
Yes, in Beverly Hills, on Rodeo Drive. That's Ted's of Beverly Hills. Go ahead.
Well, that's all I wanted to say.
All right, this portion brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
Remember that robot in 2001?
Uh-uh.
Well, there was a robot in 2001. His name was Hal. Hi, Dave. He sounded about as flaming as Perez Hilton.
Are you kidding me? Now, you know that one?
Yeah, you... No, wait a minute. You talk about Hal.
Yeah, Hal sounded like Perez Hilton. Hi, Dave.
Oh, no way, man. No way. I love that movie very deeply. And I never, ever thought Hal was a gay bot. Never, never, never.
I mean, gay bot.
Well, like you say. You say it's a gay bot.
I never called him a gay bot, but I guess... But if you listen to 2001, one of the reasons why I don't really like the movie anymore, I've noticed that... Hi, Dave. I'm Hal. And he's like, open the pod bay doors, Hal. No, I'm not going to. And it began to get just a little light, you know, it disturbed me. So I put my hands over the ears of my children and ran from the theater screaming.
It's the Phil Hendry Show. World famous.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL, and we thank Ted Bell and Professor Emery Clayton for joining us. And you can go online to philhendryshow.com. You can watch every show, if you'd like, at philhendryshow.com. We have live streaming video of the show each and every night, as well as live streaming audio. And we had a little bit of a power outage back at the office where our website is headquartered, but we have our downloads up and raring to go for you. We had a couple of days where we weren't able to post any downloads of the show. So head on over there. If you want archives of shows you've missed, you can see a 5-day archive of our video casts, philhendryshow.com. The story that we were talking about, and we didn't have a whole lot of time to get into it. I had some interesting conversations today with people over at Facebook on this picture by Meghan McCain. She put a picture of herself with her big boobs on Twitter. So that's what she did, and that's where that's at. To me, there's no controversy here, other than the fact that a lot of guys have been hitting on her on Twitter, and I know because we have a Twitter account over there, and we follow Meghan McCain, and we see all these cats that are trying to, you know, kiss up to her. So she is flattered by that, and she puts her big boobs up on this picture, and the next thing you know, cats that don't dig her father or don't dig conservatives or don't dig Republicans are all over her like white on rice. The thing that was really funny was this one guy says to me, oh, yeah, look at all these repressed Republicans and conservatives, man. They don't like the fact that she's showing her boobs. Dude, it ain't the conservatives that are coming down on her. It's the cats that are opposed to her old man, the liberals and Democrats that are jumping her, probably not because they don't like her body, but because they see it as an opportunity to, you know, to smear her old man a little bit. So nice going there, Megan. You got to understand something, honey. Your old man is in politics. He's a United States senator, and what you do reflects on him. And you may not like being his daughter, or I'm sure that you do, because we have interviewed her, and you may think he's a really great guy, and he's a great hero to our country, and we all know that, and President Obama acknowledges that. But when you stick your big rear end up there on Twitter, or whatever it is that you're shoving into the camera lens, somebody's going to start using that as a way to attack your old man. So she apologized. She said, I do want to apologize to anyone that was offended by my twit pic. Most of you guys that were are probably queer anyway. And no, she didn't say that.
Did she really say that?
No, she didn't. She said, I want to apologize to anyone that was offended by my twit pic. I have clearly made a huge mistake, and I'm sorry to those that are offended. So sorry, guys. I thought you'd like my big boobs, but I guess not. She said, I will not be deleting my Twitter account, but I will be more careful in the future about my use with the medium. So there you go. And you can visit her at McCain Blogette, and it's Meghan McCain. And we had her on during a campaign. She's a nice kid. She loves her father. She told some great stories about these rotten martinis that he makes, and she was pretty cool. But obviously, Professor Clayton there was saying that with her big white rear end up there, no telling how many black voters the Republicans are going to be able to draw. The real story this week, and we will take a break here and come back with stuff on Balloon Boy and Limbaugh and retractions. But the real story this week is that the Republican base does not exist any longer. Now, this is very important. I'm not saying this to say whoopee. I want to let you know it don't exist, and I'm going to tell you why. I'll tell you what the indicators were. I'll tell you what the news story was. I'll tell you about these Republicans that are pro-choice Republicans. I'll tell you about these Republicans that are acorn-backed Republicans. Oh, yeah, it's getting real interesting out there. See, I told you these dividing lines were going to fall. I told you that people can't stand this stuff any longer, man. They're looking to bust out. We'll be back. World-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Learn more at talkradionetwork.com.